So Jenny, I had another strange dream last night.
Again? So what is it about?
Well, I dreamed that a panda ran into the office and then it ran away. What do you think it's about?
Panda?
Yeah, a real panda.
A panda from China. 我的天哪，是从这个大陆来的熊猫哎。Well, let me think. Oh, it was telling you that you are going to have a trip to China in the near future.
Wow, I am. I am going to China next month.
See, I am smart.
You are. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. I told you about my trip to China last week.
All right.
So what does this dream really mean?
Uh-huh, but
and don't tell me that it means I need to treat my coworkers better.
Okay, but, well, today we are going to follow Sharon and Nick and to this Mr. Clearview's office. Because, you know, some people believe that your dreams can tell you something about your real life.
Oh, okay, everybody, let's have a look at the conversation.
In your dreams.
Conversation A.
Morning, Nick. Did you sleep well?
Not really. I dreamed the dogs were running after me again.
That's scary. I had a bad dream too.
What was it?
My teeth were falling out. I'm really worried. Does it mean I'll lose my teeth?
I'm not sure. Wait, look at this.
Mr. Clearview Dream Service?
Maybe he can help explain our dreams.
Oh, poor Nick. He had a bad dream again last night.
Yes, he dreamed that dogs were running after him. That means he was running and the dogs were running behind him. Maybe they were going to eat him or something.
Oh, that was scary. 我们来看看这个 run after 这个动词片语。Run after something 就是追逐或者是追赶什么东西。
Yes. Have you ever had dogs run after you?
Yes. A dog ran after me when I was about 10. It was a big black dog. And I was running so fast, and then I hid myself behind a door.
That's really scary. Mm-hmm. You know, when something is scary, it means it can make you feel afraid.
Mm-hmm. 这个 scary 呢，就是可怕的或者是恐怖的意思。And can you give us an example sentence?
For example, typhoons can be quite scary. So Jenny, what do you think is scary?
Oh, I think pulling out a tooth is scary.
Ah, yeah.
Yes.
I didn't like doing that when I was little. Mm. But do you know what is even scarier?
What is it?
When your teeth fall out. You know, some people have this dream. They dream that their teeth fall out and then they look in the mirror and their teeth are gone.
Wow, that's scary. 我们来看一下这个 fall out 这个片语，它就是头发或者是牙齿脱落的意思。Oh, Clayton, you have a white hair.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just pull it out. I don't want to have a white hair.
Oh, okay.
Ow!
Sorry, I can't do that.
Don't worry about it. Maybe it will fall out later.
Clayton is getting old.
What?
Nothing. Well, what happened to Sharon next?
Well, Sharon dreamed that her teeth fell out. That made her worried that her teeth might really fall out. And when you're worried about something, that means you're nervous or you're scared. You keep thinking about bad things that might happen.
这个 worried 呢还是一个形容词，就是担心的意思。那你可以说 be worried about something， 或者是呢 be worried 后面加 that 再加一个子句，而这个 that 呢是可以省略掉的。
For example, Kevin is worried about his sick grandmother.
好，刚刚 Clayton 讲的呢是 Kevin 呢担心他这个生病的祖母。And Clayton, there's something I'm really worried about now.
Really? What's that?
No, I can't tell you about it. I'm afraid that you and the viewers might laugh at me.
No, don't worry. We won't laugh.
Okay.
Oh, it's about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay. Maybe you can tell me about it later.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't really know what Jenny was talking about, but later she's going to explain it to me. When you explain something...You tell everybody what you mean. So that's what Jenny and I are here to do on the show, to explain what is in A Plus Magazine.
没有错，这个 explain 呢，它是一个动词，就是解释、说明的意思。而我跟 Clayton 呢，就在这里为大家解释、说明 explain A 加杂志里面呢这些重点。
Here's an example. The teacher explained the game.To the students.
这个老师呢跟学生 explain 解释呢这个比赛。So then we know Sharon and Nick see an ad in the newspaper, right?
Right. It's for someone called Mr. Clearview.
Wow.
Now he has a business where he explains dreams to people.
Wow, 原来这个 Sharon 跟 Nick 呢他们一起去找这个叫 Clearview 的先生而这位先生呢会为他们解释他们的梦境。
So in part B of our conversation, we'll see what Mr. Clearview has to say.
In your dreams.
Conversation B.
Welcome, Nick and Sharon. Sit down and tell me about your dreams.
How did he know our names?
In my dreams.I hear dogs barking, and I get scared.
Go on.
And I try to run, but my legs won't move.
I see problems in your love life.
But I don't even have a girlfriend.
Maybe that's the problem.
Strange, and he might have some kind of strange power too.
Yes, because he knows Nick and Sharon's names before they even tell him.
Right, and I would be afraid if I met someone like him.
Me too. He might know things about you that you don't want to tell to other people.
Yes, but then what did Nick say?
Well, he says that in his dream, he hears dogs barking. Now, dogs don't talk. They bark. They go woof, woof. So, do you want to explain bark in Chinese?
I think they know what it means. So, just go on.
All right. So, in Nick's dream, first he hears the dogs barking, then he gets scared. And Mr. Clearview...wants him to keep telling the story. So he says, go on. When you say, go on, you're saying, please, keep talking. I want to hear more.
这个 go on 呢是一个动词片语就是继续的意思。 So then Nick goes on with his story. What does he say?
He says he tries to run, but his legs won't move.
Move 呢，它就是移动的意思。那这边呢，比方说 ，when we are teaching, we can't move too much, or we will be out of the picture.
Here's an example sentence. My car won't move. I think it's broken.
So 这边 Clayton 给我们的例子呢，就是说，哎，我的车子呢，它不会动。我想呢，它是 broken， 就是坏掉了。So Clayton.Have you ever had a dream like that? I mean, you tried to run, but your legs won't move.
I had a dream like that last night.
Really?
Yes, I dreamed that I went to Liu Fu Village to see the tigers. You know, there's a white tiger that's really special. But in my dream, it was as big as a truck.
Wow.
And when it roared, rawr, I was so scared I couldn't move.
Well, Clayton, that's too scary. If I were you, I couldn't move either. 刚刚呢 ，Clayton 他有讲到一个例子，就是说呢，他昨天梦见呢，他到这个六福村，然后呢，就有这个老虎呢，就好像这个卡车一样大。Wow.
If you were in a dream and you couldn't move and you were scared, what would you do?
Well, let me think.I think I would shout for help.
That's a good idea. But what does Mr. Clearview think about Nick's dream?
Well, he says Nick has problems in his love life.
Right. When you have problems in your love life, that might mean you're fighting with your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe he can't even get a girlfriend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But...What do dogs have to do with a person's love life?
Well, we don't know. But a lot of young people do have problems in their love life. So, that can't be a wrong answer.
Yes, you are right. This Mr. Clearview is pretty clever. But so, Clayton, you don't believe in this Mr. Clearview?
Well, let me ask you this.If a student came to Mr. Clearview and he had a dream about bad men running after him, what do you think Mr. Clearview would say?
I think he would say that, oh, you worry too much about your grades.
Ah, and what if it was a mother who came to see Mr. Clearview with another bad dream?
I think he would say that, oh, don't worry about your kid.He will be okay.
So I think that maybe you are the best person to know the meaning of your dreams.
没有错，命运呢掌握在自己的手中。那你自己呢，应该会了解你自己梦境可能会有什么样的意义哦。我们现在就来看看 word power。
Word power.
Our first word power word today is scary. Scary.
Scary, 它是形容词恐怖的，那它是从动词 scare 变化而来的。
I can't sleep alone in a big house. It's scary.
我没有办法一个人在大房子里面自己一个人睡觉，那实在是太可怕了。
The next word is worried. Worried.
Worried.是形容词感到担心的，它是从动词 worry 变化而来的。
I feel worried about my test tomorrow.
我为明天的考试呢感到担心。
Maybe I didn't study enough. The next word is explain. Explain.
Explain 呢是动词解释的意思。
Could you explain the rules of that game to me?
你能不能够解释那个游戏的规则给我知道呢
？Of course, you need to understand the rules before you can play. And the last one is move. Move.
Move 是动词，移动的意思。
There are so many cars on the street. We can't move.
That's right. 街上有这么多的车子啊，我们动弹不得。
I hate it when that happens.
That's too bad.
Okay, everybody, that's it for word power, but...Don't go away.
So, Clayton, did you have any special dream before?
I did. I dreamed I heard birds talking.
You heard birds talking? I didn't know birds can talk. 我都不知道小鸟会说话。So, what did they say?
Well, I couldn't hear them clearly, but I saw them watching our show. And then after that, I heard them practicing English.
Wow, how interesting 哦。好，这里我们现在看到英文有一组叫做知觉动词哦。比方说看，我们有 see 跟 watch 这两个动词。如果是听的话，我们有 listen to 跟 hear。那感觉的话有 feel 这个动词。像这一类的动词呢，它后面呢可以加上原形动词或是 ving。不过要特别注意，如果是加原形动词，只是代表陈述一种简单的事实。比方我可以说 I saw Mary enter the house。I saw Mary enter the house. 哦，我看到 Mary 她进到房子里头。那如果是像 Clayton 刚才他在回忆他的梦嘛，都还是很栩栩如生的，所以他可以说 I saw birds watching our show. I heard birds talking. 哦，后面加的是 ving， 代表这个动作呢是正在发生哦。
In your dreams.
Good morning, Nick. Did you sleep well?
Not really. I dreamed the dogs were running after me again.
That's scary. I had a bad dream too.
What was it?
My teeth were falling out. I'm really worried. Does it mean I'll lose my teeth?
I'm not sure.
Wait, look at this.
Mr. Clearview Dream Service?
Maybe he can help explain our dreams.
Welcome, Nick and Sharon. Sit down.And tell me about your dreams.
How did he know our names?
In my dreams, I hear dogs barking, and I get scared.
Go on.
And I try to run, but my legs won't move.
I see problems in your love life.
But I don't even have a girlfriend.
Maybe that's the problem.
Review time.
For today's review time, we have matching.
我们今天的 review time 呢又是连连看咯。
Here's the first one. Tell somebody about something clearly.
Tell somebody about something clearly. 很清楚地告诉某人某件事情，所以就是解释咯。So it should be explain.
Right, explain. Next one, make you afraid.
Make you afraid, 让你感到害怕，所以就是恐怖 okay? So it should be scary.
Right, something that makes you afraid is scary. And the last one is keep doing something.
Keep doing something, 就是继续做什么事情。So it should be go on.
Right, you can say go on to somebody when you want them to keep talking or keep doing something. Okay, everybody, I hope you did well on today's matching review time. There's more of the show coming up, so don't go away.
Living phrases. Go on.
Go on.
I can't find my dog, Lucky.
I just saw Lucky 5 minutes ago.
Go on. Where?
In the park. But then I saw a man taking Lucky with him.
Go on. Where did they go?
No idea. But, hey, here comes that man.
And my dog. Now I know what happened.
Oh, go on. Tell me.
The man is my father. He took Lucky for a walk and didn't tell me.
Just for fun.
Okay, today's riddle question is a little bit long and tricky. So when Siobhan reads it, I want you to listen very carefully.
Okay, here we go. There are 5 letters in this word. If you take 2 letters away, then it has 6. What's the word?
Okay, this is very strange. So we have a 5-letter word. And if we take away 2 letters, that means we're subtracting, we're taking them away. So that should mean that we have a 3-letter word.
But instead, we have 6 letters, so we didn't subtract, we added. What's the word?
Well, it doesn't actually say that we have 6 letters. It says, if you take 2 letters away, then it has 6.
Oh, these riddles are always so tricky. They take the English words and then they sort of change them around. I thought they meant there are 6 letters, but you pointed out that it says it has 6.
Maybe 6 of something else, like maybe it has 6 legs. Because, you know, letters sometimes look like they have little legs sticking out. Like the letter R looks like it has 2 legs.
Maybe something like that. Okay, so we're taking 2 letters away, then it has 6, and there are 5 letters in the word. Oh my goodness, this is so difficult.
Siobhan, I think we better look at the answer.
Okay, the time is now. Let's see, what's the word?
60. Oh, 60, like the number 60? Oh, okay, so how do we write 60? S-I-X-T-Y.
Okay, oh. So we take away 2 letters, then it has 6. Oh, I get it. S-I-X-T-Y. We take away 2 letters, so we take away the S and the I, and we have 60.
No, that's not right. Oh, we take away the T and the Y, and then we get 6.
Oh, it's so sneaky. It's like a little trick that they play on you with these riddles.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, we didn't get it this time. I didn't have any good ideas. Maybe next week we will get the riddle.
Hope so.